Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Justin, here you go. We have the top 10 best candy bars, as voted on people who go to the internet, who have enough time to vote on their favorite candy bars, which they did. And thousands turned out for this. Now, just so you know, Justin, we have 18, the top 18. If you can get 10 out of the 18 right in any order, we will give you the win on the category. Then we have the best states to get stoned in the United States. Now, they compared nearly 300 of the biggest U.S. cities where recreational marijuana use is legal. Mm-hmm. That does not mean medical marijuana. So if you go to a state that has medical marijuana, they don't count. It's only recreational marijuana. So figure the entire West Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado, the states where recreational use is legal. They based it on six categories. They considered highly rated dispensaries, pod delivery services, the value and the quality of the bud, also bud in breakfasts, which I've never heard of, among the 17 total metrics. So, Justin, where are you leaning here? The top 10 best cities to get stoned or the top 10 best candy bars?
Let's go top 10 best candy bars.
It is, Justin. Okay, very good. You know how the game is played. You get three strikes. You try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. So in the world of candy bars, you know the drill. What do you think the people's favorites are?
Reese's, peanut butter cups.
Believe it or not, in this poll, that's number 7.
What?
That is on the list. At number 7.
I would always put it in the top 2.
I would say easy top 2. If not number 1 all the time, but in this poll, Reese's. Or is it
Reese's.
Like Reese Witherspoon, it is the property of Reese. It is Reese's. It's peanut butter cup.
Okay. All
right. So, Sour Patch Kids.
That's not a candy bar. Candy bar, specifically.
Oh, straight candy bars, though. That makes it easy.
This is all candy bars.
Straight ones, yeah.
Snickers.
Snickers bar is number 3. Okay. 2 for 2.
Gay-ass candy bars.
Justin.
Oh, just straight candy bars?
Just straight.
Which one was that Snickers Milky or Monster? Way.
You say what was that?
Milky Way.
Number 4 on the list.
What number was Snickers?
3.
Snickers was number 3.
So we still don't have number 1.
How about a 3 Musketeers? Those guys are all down for each other.
10.
So you're going to go 3 Musketeers.
3 Musketeers. Yep.
Number 8. All right, you've got 4 out of the top 10.
You did okay, Ted? I don't know where that one. That one sounded bad. As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, why did I describe the Three Musketeers?
They're down for each other.
As being, quote, down for each other.
That's one of them gay candy bars right there. Jeez. They're down.
Let's go. Can I say Milky Way yet?
Did you say Milky Way? You did. That's number 4.
Some suggestions coming in. Twix.
Oh, Twix is definitely on there. That's one of my favorites.
That is number one.
I can
tell. The reason it's your favorite, Justin, because it's number one on the list. Okay, 5 out of 10, Justin, so far, and you've got no strikes against you. On your guess, is as good as mine.
Let's go a little left field. I feel like a lot of people hate coconut, but another one of my personal favorites, go with Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. People hate it. They absolutely hate it. You like it. You're keeping them in business.
Yeah. man. Okay.
It's
on the s'more. Let's go with your classic Hershey's bar.
Your classic Hershey bar is number 6 on the list. Very good.
All right.
Okay, you're 6 out of 10, Justin. You've got 1 strike. So you've got 2 remaining.
Little left field, but another good one. How about whatchamacallit?
Ooh, that's a strong one.
It is good.
Yes. It's number 18. But as I said, there are 18 in the category. If you get 10, I'm going to give it to you. So you've gotten 7 out of the top 18 so far, Justin, with 1 strike. Which means all you need to do is get 3 more candy bars. Have 2 strikes left.
Hey, like Butterfinger's got to be on there, right?
That's one of my guesses, but I'm going to try like a Nestle's Crunch or the Hershey's Crackle, one of the ones with the chocolate and rice in them.
Well, you got to pick one.
Okay, let's go Nestle Crunch then.
That's number 9.
Crunch Bar.
Crunch is all right. Great. You've got 8 out of the 10. Crunch Bar comes in at number 9.
Ooh, suggested from the text line, Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah.
Butterfinger and Kit Kat got to be the last two.
You going to go Butterfinger or Kit Kat?
Let's go Butterfinger for this one.
Butterfinger's number 5.
All right.
You've got 9 out of the 10 with 2 strikes remaining.
Definitely. Let's shout out the Texters. I'm going to go Kit Kat for that next one for
Kit
sure.
Kit Kat is number 2. You cleared the deck there. However, there are 7 other candy bars on the list, and you've got 2 strikes. You want to see how many you can get out of 18?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit more difficult, but all these are fan favorites, so to speak. Some of them, like the whatchamacallit, if you like it, you like it, and you don't realize how good they are. Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, oh, man. And one is what I'd like to call a fancy candy bar.
Toblerone.
Or Score.
What I was going to guess, Toblerone.
Toblerone's number 13. I consider that a fancy candy bar. Am I the only one? I don't know why, just the shape.
Yeah, you're right. They're expensive.
Is that the only fancy candy? Or is there another
fancy? That's about as fancy as it gets. Yeah.
What about a payday? Okay. I like that one with all the peanuts.
I'm with Ted. Those are amazing.
Payday?
Oh.
Apparently not.
Today's not your payday.
How about like a Mars bar?
Ooh, how about a Mars bar?
That's a good one, but I don't think a lot of people know about them. But
yeah, I don't know.
$100,000, maybe.
$100,000's a good bar too.
Let's just go Mars bar for the hell of it.
Number 10.
Oh, what a great idea.
Okay.
There we go.
So you've got 12 out of the 18. You have 1 strike left. Let's see if you can run the table.
People saying the Heath bar.
I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue, Justin, if you're old enough. Do you remember the movie Caddyshack?
Oh, my gosh, but not the candy that's in it.
What's the candy bar in the pool?
I think it's a Baby Ruth.
It is.
Oh, dude, of course the Goonies as well. Baby Ruth.
Number 14.
What Goonies about the Chunk well. Bar?
You've got 5 remaining. Okay, I'll give you one comes in 2 separate pieces, but it is probably within the last 25 years this candy bar came out. It's fantastic. I don't pick it up nearly enough.
But the Take
Five. It comes
five
in 2 individual sections.
I mean, the Take Five is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
The Charleston Chew.
Ugh.
That's one giant one, though.
Yes, it is.
My dad loved those.
Like Mounds and Almond Joy also come in 2, but I know it's not one of those. Everyone hates those.
But it's a standard it comes in 2. It's not just like a king size or a share pack or anything like that, Miles.
One I know Steve will really like on here. Because I know something he likes is similar.
On the list?
What's that?
Is there more than one Reese's candy on the list?
No, that was it.
All right, so Take Five's off.
Oh, no, I mean, as far as a Reese's cup product.
Oh,
so if all right. There's a ton
well,
more on here from Reese's.
Okay,
yes, as far as what they make. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. I was just thinking, like, are you talking about like a thick, super Reese's cup or whatever? Or peanut, you know, whatever.
Let's just go with Take Five.
Take Five's number 15. That was the one I was trying to describe.
Oh.
Very underrated candy bar, by the way. Okay, so far you got 14 out of the 18. You have 1 strike left, Justin.
All right, so I have a background in convenience, so I'm running out of guesses, but right. Got to be there somewhere on the rack. Let's go with – It's not going to be this, but shout out to old school candies. I'm just going to go for fun, Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar, not in. But you did great, dude. You got 18, whatchamacallit, 15, take 5, 14, the Baby Ruth, the Toblerone comes in at 13. Oh. Followed by Mars Bar at 10, 9 is Crunch Bar, 3 Musketeers and 8, 7 is Reese's, 6 the Hershey Bar, Butterfinger 5, Milky Way 4, 3 Snickers, Kit Kat 2, number 1 is Twix, what you missed, number 17, the Aero Bar.
Aero Bar.
A-E-R-O.
I think it's one of those, like, it's not exactly cereal on the inside, but it's almost like puffed up chocolate. It's weird.
Okay.
Steve, the one I thought you would like comes in at 16. That would be the Heath Bar.
Yeah, I'm down with the Heath Bar. Yeah.
Number 12 is the 100 grand bar.
Really?
Yes. Man. It's like a Crunch Bar, but it's in an actual, like, candy bar shape.
Yeah.
The one that I've never had, which comes in at number 11, that would be the Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar.
Oh, let's go. All
those
day,
are delicious.
Baby.
Okay, I'm going to have to try
I've never
one.
Had one, yeah.
And
I mean,
there you go.
They're one of those ones that, like, they're really good, but, like, you gotta kind of find them in the candy aisle.
Okay. All right.
They're not front and center with every other
candy. What color is the wrapper? What am I looking
White.
For?
White.
White. Okay.
White with, like, blue trim.
I have seen
Thank that. You, buddy.
Hershey's
I mean, Mike and I may have had one before.
Yeah, okay. One or two. My bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.